Today's Zaman is Yivamas Ayintesama Beis. We're holding on Ayintesama Beis by the Mishnah on the top of the Amud. So says the Mishnah, and here's where the halachas of Ptsuadaka meet really directly with Maseches Yivamas. Says the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Shamati, I have a Messiah for my Rebbeim, Shasaris Chaylitz Vacholtzin Leishta. So ordinarily speaking, if Reuven is married to Mrs. Reuven, and Reuven dies without having any children, and Reuven has a brother Shimon, so Shimon then goes, and Shimon is Miyabe Mrs. Reuven. Says Rabbi Yeshua, I have a Messiah for my Rebbeim, that the halacha applies even to a case of a sris, to someone who's unable to have children, what we'd call a pitzuadaka. The halacha remains the same, meaning if Reuven is the sris, so then your chaltz and leishtai, Shimon will be chaylitz to Reuven's wife. And if Shimon's the sris, and Reuven dies, so Shimon, even though he's a sris, could go ahead and do chalitza to Reuven's wife. And then he says that I also have a Messiah, v'asaris loy chaylitz v'lo chaltzin leishtai. That whether the saris is Reuven or Shimon, there's no chalitza. If Reuven is a stress and he dies without any children, so Shimon does not do chalitza to his wife. And if Shimon's a stress and his brother Reuven dies, so Shimon, who's a stress, cannot do chalitza. So I have directly contradictory shmuais that I heard from my Rebbeim. Ve'einli lefarish, and says Rabbi Yeshua, I don't know how to reconcile these two different shmuais. So says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said over that ani afarish, and I'll tell you what's the pshat in the two seemingly contradictory shmuais. That there's a difference in two different type of sarisim, a sris adam and a sris chama. A sris adam is a person who became a sris after he was born. He became a sris after he was born. That's called a sris adam. It's something that happened with the adam. Whereas a sris chama, literally a son sris means that it was something that happened naturally there, while he was still in his mother's fetus. So that's when it happened. That's when he became a sris. So at the time that he was born, he was already a sris. That's called a sris chama. Says Rabbi Akiva, there's a halachic difference between a sris adam and a sris chama. Says Rabbi Akiva, ni afarish and a sris adam, so chaylitz v'chaltz in leishtai. When it's a sris adam, when he originally was not a sris, he was born and he was adam kasher, and then he later on became a sris, so then he shayach to the parish of Yibam Chalitza, and memeilo chaylitz v'chaltz in leishtai. The reason why is because then he shayach memnei shahaisalai shasa kasher. He was at one point included in the parish of Yibam. Whereas a sris chama, a person who was born a sris, so then lo chaylitz v'lo chaltzin leishtai b'mnei sholo haisalei shasa kaisher. So then in such a case, he's not shayach to the parish of Yibam v'chalitza, because he never had a time in his life that he was kosher. But mainly, for such a person, a sris chama, there'll be no chalitza to his wife, and if his brother dies, he won't be the one doing the chalitza. He's not shayach to the parish of chalitza. So that's the way Rabbi Akiva reconciled the two different shmuais. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer says that loyki, it's the opposite. El esris chama, chaylitz v'chaltzin leishtai. Esris chama, the one who's born esris, he's the one who's more shayach to chalitza, even though he was not lohaytz l'shasa kosher. Why is he more shayach? Mebnei sheyesh loy refua. The mitzias is that esris chama could be healed. Technically speaking, it's possible to come up with a heal, whether it's some sort of refua. It is possible that esris chama will be healed. A sris adam will never be healed. A sris adam, once he becomes a sris, he'll never be able to have children again. So says Rabbi Eliezer, it's the sris chama that's more shayach to chalitza. He's the one, even though it's true he never had a shasa kasher, but he might one day be able to have children. He might have a refuah, and therefore he's the one that chaylitz v'chaltz in leishtai. Whereas a sris adam, a person who became a sris later in life, lo chaylitz v'chaltz in leishtai, b'mnei she'en l'refuah, because he'll never get out of that stage. It says the Mishnah that hey, Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira at Eidos al ben Megusas, on a person whose name was ben Megusas, Shahayab Yerushalayim, who lived in Yerushalayim, Yerakadesh, and Sris Adam, he was a Sris Adam. So according to Rabbi Akiva, since he had a Shasa Kosher, he's Shayach to Chalitza. According to Rabbi Eliezer, since he doesn't have a Refuah, he's not Shayach to Chalitza. And what happened was, is V'yivmu as Ishtag, he actually went ahead and did Yibam to his brother's wife. V'yivmu as, or he died, and his brother was Me'abim, his wife. So you see that it's mamash like Rabbi Akiva, l'kayim of Rabbi Akiva, which is a raya to the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, that a Sris Adam is the one that shayach to chalitza because it's haisa l'shasa kosher. Now concludes the Mishnah with summing up the halachis. Hasris l'chalitz l'miyabe. When it comes to a Sris, whichever one is the bad one, so to speak. According to Rabbi Akiva, a Sris chama, because it's l'haisa l'shasa kosher. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Sris Adam, who is Einle Refuah, in either case, the Sris that does not shy after the Parsha, so Memelo Loi Chalitz V'Loi Miyabim. Not only is there no Chalitza, there's also, he cannot be Miyabim. V'chein Eilinus, also a woman who is not able to have children, so Loi Chalitzas V'Loi Misiyavemes, since she's not included in the Parsha, so therefore, there's not going to be any Chalitza with her, and there's definitely not going to be any Yibam with her, because Yibam is L'Hakim L'Achiv Shei, is to perpetuate the legacy of the dead brother, the Mela by a Yavam who's not able to have children. He's a Sris and he's a Mamish, not even Shayach to the Parsha, Lahisol Shasa Kosher, or Ainle Refuah. So then he's not going to be able to be part of the Parsha, he's not going to be able to do Chalitz or Yibam. And also an islandist who can't have children, so there's not going to be any perpetuation of the dead brother's legacy. The Mela, there won't be any Yibam or Chalitza. Hasris Shachalatz Levim. Let's say you have a Sris. Now went ahead. And even though we said that there's no chalitza, there's no yibum, he's not shy to the parsha, he went ahead and he did chalitza to the yavama, so is she now considered a chalitza that she's pasul l'kayim? No, lay pasul, he doesn't pasul her, she's still going to be mutaris l'kuhuna to a katamari kayim, because that chalitza was totally meaningless. The stress is not shy to the parsha, but meilu, that chalitza was just an act, it was not a real chalitza. Ba'ala, and because of that, if he's bail her, if he tries to miyabim her, so that's an eishes ach. It's an eishes ach without a heter. It's not yibam. It's just pashut iser eishes ach. Memela, since she had bia with an eishes ach, so then pasla. That bia is going to pasla her from marrying a kohen. Mimnei she bilas nas. V'chein eilanas. The same halacha applies to a lady, a yavama, who's an eilanas. That she's not an island, she's not a yavama, because an islandess is not shy after the parsha. So an islandess, shechotzulu achin, if the brothers do chalitza to her, loy paslua, they're not going to pasul or lekuhuna, because that chalitza is not included in the parsha, and memel, it's not a real halachic chalitza. Ba'alua, and if one of them is bail her, so then paslua, that's going to pasul her to marry a kaye, memnesha bilasa, bilas nus, because that bia is considered a bilas nus, it's an isra shesach, memel, it's going to pasul her lekuhuna. Now says the Gemara Mechti, focusing now first on the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, again, Rabbi Yeshua first had two seemingly contradictory shmois. One, that a Sris, whether he's the Reuven or he's the Shimon in the picture, so he is shayach to the parish of Chalitza. And then he had another shmua that he's not shayach to the parish of Chalitza. So Rabbi Akiva, two types of Srisim. And the one that is shayach is the Sris Adam, who's haisul shasa kosher. And the Sris Chama, who's la haisul shasa kosher, he cannot do Chalitza. Now the Gemara assumes that why is Rabbi Akiva speaking about Chalitza? I mean, why didn't he say that there's, by a Sris, at least a Sris Adam, that there's even Yibam? Why did he say Dafka Chalitza? The answer is because at the end of the day, the Sris is a Petua Daka, and Memela is an Isser Daraisa, an Isser Lav, Lo Yavai Petua Daka, Bekal Hashem, is a Laisa, I say. He's definitely not going to be able to perform Yibam. The only Shaila is whether or not he should at least do Chalitza. So said Rabbi Akiva that a Sris Adam, being that he's Haisul Ishasa Kaisher, he's supposed to do Chalitza. Now ask the Gemara that Michti, wait a second, is Rabbi Akiva really allowing a Chayvei Lavin to do Chalitza? Is he really suggesting that there's a Chiyav Chalitza for Chayvei Lavin? Michti, Shamina le Rabbi Akiva damar Chayvei Lavin ke Chayvei Krisis damu. We know that the Sheet of Rabbi Akiva is that Kedushin's not Toyface with Chayvei Lavin. He holds that Chayvei Lavin are like Chayvei Krisis. Now, v'chayve krisus, la'abnei chalitza v'yibam nenu. We know when it comes to chayve krisus, Mishnah and Yivam is bezim and aleph. When it comes to chayve krisus, so then there's no chalitza and there's no yibam. Not just like there's no yibam, there's also no chalitza. And if so, Rabbi Akiva's chayve lavin should be like the chamesh esrei nashim on bezim and aleph. Rabbi Akiva's chayve lavin should also have the din that there's, that l'chotzim v'lemi yavmin. So why is it that Rabbi Akiva is saying that by Yisris, even by Yisris Adam, that there's Chalitza, the Chayr Rabbi Akiva should hold that by Chayv and Lavin, just like there's no Yibam, there's also no Chalitza? So says the Gemara, few terutzim. Says the Gemara, terutz number one, Amar Reb Ami. Says Rav Ami, that Hacha b'mayaskinan, kigoin shenasa achiv giyoyres. Here, what's the Isser of a Petsua Daka? He's not allowed to marry into the Kahal Hashem. He can't marry people that are considered a Kahal Hashem. There's no Isser for a Petsua Daka to marry a giyoyres. Here we're discussing a case where Reuven's married to a giyoyres. Mamela, since Reuven's married to a Giyoyres, so Shimon, even if Shimon's a Sris, there would be nothing wrong with him being Miyabim, Mrs. Reuven doing Chalitza, or being Miyabim really, but for sure nothing wrong with him doing Chalitza, it's not Chayvi Lavin. There is no Isser for Shimon to be together with Mrs. Reuven, because Mrs. Reuven's a Giyoyres. And the only Isser for Petua Daka is to marry to the Kahal Hashem. But a Giyoyres, Rabbi Kiva Savala Kareb Yaisi, with regards to a Giyoyres, Rabbi Kiva holds a Kareb Yaisi, the Kahal Gerim loy ikri Kahal. Rabbi Yaisi Shita Mesachas Kedushin is that Kahal Gerim are not included in Kahal Hashem, and it's mutter for Petua Daka to marry a Giyoyres. Memela, that's why Rabbi Kiva says that the Sris, if Shimon's a Sris, he's allowed to be cholde, he does Chalitza with Mrs. Reuven, because Mrs. Reuven's a Giyoyres, so it's not included in the Chayvi Lavin of Liyavi Petua Daka Mekahal Hashem. Now ask the Gemari, Hach, if so, if really there's no Isser, there's no Lais Aseh. So I thought until now the only reason why Rabbi Kiva said there's no Yibam is because of the Lais Aseh. If there's no Lais Aseh because Mrs. Reuven's a Giyoyres, so Yahachi Yavumi Nami Miyabim. Why is everyone talking about Chalitza? It should be Mutter for the Sris Adam, for Shimon, to even be Miyabim Mrs. Reuven. There's no Isser of Yavim to Adaka Bekal Hashem. It's a Giyoyres. So what would be the problem of doing Yibam even? So says the Gemara, the Inachanami. Inachanami, Rabbi Kiva would even allow Yibam in such a case. Even Yibam would be mutter in such a case. The Gemara later on is going to discuss what about the fact that they can't have children. So what's the purpose of the Yibam? The Gemara will discuss that. Now the Chayra, that it's not shy after the parish of Yibam because they can't perpetuate the dead brother's legacy. But here says the Gemara that in a Chanami Yibam would technically be mutter. So why do they speak about Chalitza? But since Rabbi Yeshua, his Messiah, was about Chalitza, so therefore Rabbi Akiva answered by discussing Chalitza. Now Rabbi Yeshua spoke about Chalitza, Rashi explains, because Rabbi Yeshua might have held that Kahal Gerim is Ikri Kahal. And it is Chayvei Lavin, but Kedushin's type is with Chayvei Lavin. Chayvei Lavin are not Chayvei Krisis, so there's a din of Chalitzin, V'lei Miyavmin. That's why Rabbi Yeshua spoke about Chalitza. But Rabbi Akiva holds that Kahal Gerim is Loyikri Kahal, and therefore even Yibam is going to be Mutter, but he spoke about Chalitza because that's what Rabbi Yeshua spoke about. And says the Gemara that Dekanami, I'll even prove it to you that according to Rabbi Akiva, just like they do Chalitza, it's even Mutter, that's even Mutter to do Yibam in such a case. The Katani, because look at the Hemshech of the Mishnah. The Hemshech of the Mishnah says that, hey, Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira, a ben Megusa, Ashai B'Yushalayim, he was made about ben Megusas who lived in Yushalayim, Yerakoy, that he was a Sris Adam, v'yivmu as Ishtayin, they were Miyabim, his wife, l'kaim de Rabbi Akiva, Shrami, no, you see that they even spoke about Yibam, that if you Rabbi Akiva, technically even Yibam would be Mutter, he just spoke about Chalitza, because that's what Rabbi Yeshua was discussing. So that's Teretz number one, to answer the Kasha, that according to Rabbi Akiva, why are they doing Chalitza, if he's a Sris, and then there's an Isser Daraisa, there's an Isser Laisas, they have L'yavim, Ptudaka, Bekal Hashem, and there should not be Chalitza. The answer is that over here there is no Isser because we're talking about a Giyoyres. However, Masiv Rabba asks, I'll prove it to you that we're not talking about a Giyoyres, or if it's a Giyoyres, but Kal Gerim or Zikri Kal. The point is that this is a case where the person is married to someone who's included in Kahal Hashem. That's for sure. I have a Braisa which shows Lahedya that we're discussing someone who's included in Kahal Hashem. Because the Braisa says that Petua Daka Krushavcha Sris Adam VeHazakein, any one of these people, the common denominator is that all these people cannot have children. Petua Daka Krushavcha Sris Adam VeHazakein, someone who's too old and can't have children. So O Chaltzin O Miyavmin. So the halacha is that you either do Chalitza or you do Yibam. Ketzad, what's the case? says the Gemara, what's the, says the Braisa, that Mesu, meaning, let's say, any one of these people are the Ruvains in the story. They're the Ruvains who are married to Mrs. Ruvain, and Ruvain dies, meaning one of these people die. V'lahem Nashim, and they have a wife. V'lahem Achen, and they have a brother, Shimon. V'amdu Achen, v'asu Maimer b'nishay Sayan. So the brother goes and does Maimer with their wife, or v'nas Nugad, al Shechaltsu, whatever it is that the brother does, Masha Asu, Asu, whatever they do, it works. V'imbalu Kanu. And even if Shimon is miyabim, Mrs. Reuven, so that yibum is going to work, even though Reuven was unable to have children, the yibum is going to work. Let's say one of these people are the Shimons. So Mesu Achen, so the brother Reuven dies, va'amdu hein, and these people who are the Shimons in the story, they get up, va'asu maimer b'nishay sayin, and they do maimer with their brother's wife, v'nasnu get, or they give a get, al shechaltu, or they do chalitza, ma'asha asu asu, whatever they did, it has halachic bearing, v'ba'alu kanu, and if they do yibum, so that's going to work. But however, va'asr l'kaiman, it's going to be asr for them to stay together after the yibum. Misham shenemer liyavi p'tuadaku krushavcha b'kal Hashem, because there's an isser daraisa, an isser loisa, say for them to remain married. There's an isser for a mamzer, for a p'tuadaka and a krushavcha to marry the kal Hashem, or even to stay married. So alma b'kahalaskina. So you see from the brayse lehedya that we're talking about kahal Hashem and afal pikein, and the brayse is Rabbi Akiva apparently, and afal pikein there is a zika, there is a chiyav yibum v'chalitza, even though we're talking about someone who's clearly part of kahal Hashem. And that's why we say that after the yibum, they're going to have to get divorced, because really there's an isser for them to be together. And afal pikein, we allow, and we said that there's a chiyav of yibum v'chalitza. So what's the psham? Why is that? Why if it's chay v'lavin, no kuntra b'kiva, there should not be any yibum or chalitza. So Allah Amar Rabba says, Rabba, second teretz to explain Rabbi Akiva Shita, we're talking about a person who fell to Yibam. Mrs. Reuven fell to Yibam, and then afterwards Shimon became Ptuadaka, Shimon became Mistress Adam. It all happened afterwards, but at the time that Mrs. Reuven fell to Yibam, Shimon was completely kosher. So since at the time that Mrs. Reuven fell to Yibam, Shimon was kosher, that's why the din of the Mishnah is that they have to do Chalitza, even though now it's Chai V'Lavin, now it's Kilu Chai V'Krisus. That's only a problem. We only say that that stops Chalitza or Yibam when that Isser existed at the time that Mrs. Reuven died. But in this case, where Mrs. Reuven died and Shimon was completely kosher, and then he became Mistress Adam, so Mamela, then the din's going to be that they have to do Chalitza. They can't do Yibam, of course, it's an Isser Lav, Loyav Pitzodaka B'Kal Hashem, but then they're going to have a Chiv Chalitza. However, Amar Le Abaye says, is that true? That just because at the time that Mrs. Reuven fell, Shimon was mutter, so now they do Chalitza? V'leisi Isser P'tzuadaka V'nidchi Asei D'Yibam. Why don't we say that the Isser Leis Asei P'tzuadaka should go and push off the Asei of Yibam and who Adin Chalitza? Milay Tanan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Didn't we learn in the Mishnah earlier in the Masechta? The case was discussing, the scenario was, you had two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and they were married to two sisters. Reuven was married to Leah, and Shimon was married to the younger sister Rachel. Not only was she younger, she was a katana. Therefore, the marriage to Rachel was only midrabanan. So Reuven is married to Leah, and that's a kedushin d'araisa. And Shimon is married to Rachel, a kedushin d'rabanan. And Reuven dies without having any children. So now Leah falls to Yibam to Shimon, and she, even though Shimon's married to Rachel, who's Leah's sister, so you'd say, what do you mean? She's aches ishtai, she's aches isha. She shouldn't fall to Yibam, but over here, Shimon's marriage to Rachel is only with the Rabbanah. So on the Daraisa level, Leah falls to Yibam to Shimon. Says the Mishnah earlier in the Masechta, Rabbi Gamliel Aymer, Rabbi Gamliel said, Im miyana, miyana. If Shimon decides, if they do Miyan, Rachel and Shimon do Miyan, so then it uproots their marriage, I'm afraid they were never married, so then Shimon could go ahead and do Yibam with Leah. Ve'im lav, but if Shimon and Leah and Shimon and Rachel do not do Mian, so then Tamtin Achatagdil, they have to wait until Rachel becomes a Gedailah, and then Shimon's together with her, and they're married now, midaraisa. And now, even though at the time that Leah fell to Yibam, she was mutter to Shimon, midaraisa, she was mutter to Shimon, now that Rachel became older and Shimon married her, so now for sure Leah is an achais isha, and since then now she's an achais isha, v'teitzei halazoi mishom achais isha. So Leah will go out scot-free, she won't even require chalitza, because she has an iser v'achais isha. So what do you see from here? At least when it comes to chai v'krisis, that Alma asiyas iser achis isha v'dachi. You see that the iser of achis isha, even though Leah did not have an iser midarais of achis isha at the time that she fell, that iser is able to come after the fact and push away the parasha of Yibam. So Halchanami says the Gemara here too. Also, if there be a kiva that chai v'laven or like chai v'krisis, so nasi iser petuadaka v'nichi. Why don't we say that the iser petuadaka comes after the fact, even though it wasn't there b'shas the nefila? It doesn't matter, it could come afterwards and it could push off the parish of Yibam, and therefore there should not be any chalitza over here. So why is it that Rabbi Akiva, that our Mishnah says about the Sris Adam, that there's chalitza? Who cares if Taisa Lishasa Kaisher? There's an Isra Laisa say of Liyavi Ptuadaka Bikal Hashem. So that Isra Laisa say should be treated Lafi Rabbi Akiva like a Chi of Karis, and it should push off the parish of Yibam. So says the Gemara, final Teretz, Ela Amar of Yosef, that Hai Tana Hach Tana Devei Rabbi Akiva Hi. The Tana of our Mishnah is like the Tana Devei Rabbi Akiva. The Amar who says, this that you're assuming that Rabbi Akiva holds all Chai V'Lavin are like Chai V'Krisus, it's not true. He holds that Mechai V'Lavin, the Amar Mechai V'Lavin, the She'er Havi Mamzer, Mechai V'Lavin, Grady Loi Havi Mamzer. The Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold about all Chai V'Lavin, that Kedushin's not Taifes, and that it's like Chai V'Krisus. It was only true about Chai V'Lavin that are Lavin because of the close relationship. They're Chai V'Lavin of She'er. But the Chai V'Lavin of Petzua Daka has nothing to do with the fact that they're closely related. She's not a Lav because of close relationships. She's just a Lav. She's a Lav to anyone, to everyone, anyone who's part of Kahal Hashem. Such a Lav is not like Chai V'Krisis. Kedushin is Taifes. The child born from such a relationship is not a Mamzer. And Mamela, it is Shaykh to the Parsha of Yibam. It is Shaykh to the Parsha of Yibam Chalitza, or at least Chalitza. Maybe not Yibam because of the Isser Lav, but it's not going to be mamish like Chiv Krisis, that there won't be a parsha of Chalitza even. It's not mamish like that. Only Chai V'Lavin, the She'er, Rabbi Kiva holds, is treated like a Chiv Kares, but this other Chai V'Lavin are not treated like a Chiv Kares, and that's why Rabbi Kiva says in the Mishnah to do Chalitza. However, ask the Gemara that it shouldn't be Shayach to the parsha of Yibam, because Ikri Kan Lahakav Akav Shein Baholav Barachihu. Like we mentioned before, the Gemara was going to ask this question. Here the Gemara is asking it, that why Bechlal is this even discussed? Why is this even a Havamina that there should be Yibam Chalitza? It's not Negeyam Bechlal. Being that the person can't have children, it's not even Shaykh to perpetuating the legacy of the dead brother, so it's not Shaykh Lahakim Lakiv Shein. So of course there's not going to be any Yibam Chalitza, anything. It's not Shaykh to the Parsha. So why would there be a Chiyam Chalitza? So says the Gemara, my Rav explained that Sris Adam is different. Now in Cain, if so, if it would be true that when a person becomes a Sris, so then he's not shaykh to the parsha of Yibam or Chalitza, and there's not going to be a Chiv Yibam or Chalitza. If so, ain the Chayisha Shekshera Liyavam, Shalei Nasa Baila Sris Chama Shoachas Koydam Lemisasai. So then you're never going to have a parsha of Yibam, because every single husband who dies, any Reuven in the world who dies, is generally speaking, a moment before Reuven dies, he becomes so weak and he can't have any children, so he becomes a Sris Adam. Since he becomes a Sris Adam, and you're telling me that a Sris Adam, it makes the person mufka from the parish of Yibam v'Chalitza, so you'll never have a woman that's shy after the parish of Yibam v'Chalitza, because every single Reuven in the world becomes a Sris Adam a moment before he dies. Elamai, it must be that in such cases, we still say that there is a parish of Yibam v'Chalitza, and that's why the Mishnah Rabbi Kiva says to do Chalitza. Not Yibam, because it's a Chai V'Lavin, now Mamish Chai V'Lavin, that's like Krisus, but it's still Chai V'Lavin, so there's no Yibam, but there is going to be Chalitza. Now ask the Gemara, we mentioned in the Mishnah, the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, is that by a Sris Adam, when a person becomes a Sris, so since he's Ein Lo Refuah, he's not going to be part of the Parsha of Yibam v'Chalitza. Ask the Gemara, the Rabbi Eliezer, Peruka de Rava Pirchahi. This Teretz of Rava is a strong Kasha on Rabbi Eliezer. This that Rava just pointed out, that every single Reuven in the world becomes a Sris Adam before he dies. The Lashon of the Gemara was Sris Chama, it's Labdafka, it obviously means Sris Adam. This that Rava just said, that every single Reuven in the world becomes a Sris Adam a moment before he dies, so that's a big cash on Rabbi Eliezer. If Rabbi Eliezer says that a Sris Adam is Mufka from the parish of Yibam B'Chalitza, so then how is there ever Yibam B'Chalitza? Every single Reuven becomes a Sris Adam before he dies. So says the Gemara, no, Hasam Kishusa Deschila Bey. Rabbi Eliezer says that that's not called Sris Adam. There's a Sris Adam, a definition of Sris Adam, and that's not included. What exactly is the definition of a Sris Adam? We'll have to see the definition when we get to Daf Peyam and Aleph, but this is not included in that. This is not Bechlal, the parish of Sris Adam, and that's why he holds that, generally speaking, it would still be Shayach Yima V'Chalitza. We don't say that every single person, just because at the moment before he dies he can't have children, that he's a Sris Adam. That just means he's very weak. That's not included in the definition of Sris Adam. That would make a person Mufka from the parish of Yima V'Chalitza.